The first time I gave a message here at Spirit of Joy, I started it off by letting everyone know that I was very, very nervous. But this morning, I would like to start it off by saying thank you for the blessing that it has been to be here at Spirit of Joy. May the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be in your hearts and minds today and every day. Amen. I majored in international relations in college, which is a part of political science. And I had a professor, Dr. Watanabe, who was very adamant that we needed to stay up on what was happening in the world. Every class period, he told us to read, watch, and listen to the news, and to always know what was going on. He would be very disappointed in me today. I don't like watching the news. I see a lot of sadness, fear, anger, and it reminds me of the division that we face in our communities and in our country. But today is about good news. Though we're talking about temptation and sin, there is good news of great joy that comes with Jesus Christ. Jesus' time in the desert brings us two different kinds of good news. When he was there, he was tempted with bread when he was hungry, doubt of the Lord when he was suffering, and with power when he was lowly. And each and every time that he resisted that temptation, he was saying yes to you and to me. He was saying yes to our salvation, yes to death on a cross, and yes to grace for all of us. And that's pretty good news. And still there's more. Through Jesus' time in the desert and his time on earth, we know that he experienced the full range of what it is to be a human on this wonderful earth. He felt joy and grief, suffering, community, and loneliness. He experienced it all. And that is good news, because we are known. God isn't some far-off being that's watching over everything, thinking, wonder what's going to happen today. But a near-us God, who is in all of our conversations, our communities, our decisions, he knows us. So despite what news you consume, whether you read the newspaper or watch the morning weather, the world of the news will always be here, for good or for bad. And the good news of Jesus will always be here, in our Bibles, in our congregation, in our communities, and in our daily life, because he chose us again and again. Even at the cross, he chose suffering for our salvation. And not only did he choose us, but we are named and claimed, known and loved by a very near us God. And that is great news. Amen.